T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big college football weekend. I know Clint's going to be fired up as I am. It's championship week. And the biggest game.
I get fired up for the weekend.
I know you.
We just happen to have a little football this weekend to take it to a whole nother level,
baby.
Hell,
you do. This college football is going to take you to another level. It's championship week. And the biggest game is number one versus number three in Atlanta at the SEC championship. It's Georgia, Alabama. And Peter Burns of the SEC Network is going to be covering that. And I cannot believe I'm going to say this, Peter. Does Alabama have a shot in this game coming up? Can Alabama win this game?
How crazy is that, right? It's been, 92 games since the last time Alabama was not a favorite going into the game. That's just
– Really?
That's nuts. Yeah, and I mean, it's just – it's amazing to me when you look at, we just think that, Nick Saban, Alabama teams are unbeatable. They damn near have been, right? I mean, last year they didn't lose a game. And, even this year they were left for dead in the Iron Bowl. And sure enough, Bryce Young has that Heisman moment, take them 98 yards, and they end up winning in quadruple overtime. So, I mean, again, and honestly, guys, there's no reason in hell on paper that Georgia shouldn't be a 13 to 14 point favorite. But it's because it's Bama, and there's this mental aspect that Georgia hasn't been able to get over Alabama, especially in this stadium that we're at right now.
PB, how much of it had to do with the Alabama-Auburn game last week, the Iron Bowl? I mean, when you watch that game, I don't know that we had seen Evan Neal, the offensive tackle, just struggle for literally all but about a minute 20-something of the game, right? I don't know that we had seen Bryce Young just look average, to be quite frank. I mean, obviously he's missing a receiver, and so that'll make a quarterback look a little more average. But we hadn't seen that. And Auburn, unranked football team, was able to show the world that, hey, Alabama was vulnerable. How much of what we're seeing coming into this game has to do with the fact that Alabama was vulnerable last week and showed us all that it was true?
Well, hell, Dirty Red, go back to your team. Arkansas gave them a run for their money. LSU gave Alabama a run for their money, right? So, I mean, it's just weird to see Alabama in one-score games. Like, I say it, I'm married a diehard Alabama fan, and we joke around in the household about, like, it's not fun to be an Alabama fan because you're doing your laundry, in the third quarter because there's never a close game, right? And now they are. And I think that's one of the reasons why Alabama is not a 10-point or 14-point underdog, which they probably should be, is because they are battle-tested, right? And I thought it was very interesting this week that Nick Saban, or in his post-game press conference, right after they won the Iron Bowl, with CBS, Jamie Erdahl had asked him, like, what'd you say to the guys at half? And he said, let's just go out and have fun. Like, I don't worry about it. Don't try to be perfect. Like, let's just go play ball. Like, you guys, like, let's – this is fun, man. This is, you'll remember this game regardless of what happens if you win or lose, but let's just go have fun. And all of a sudden, man, they started playing looser, and that's why you saw that great comeback in the fourth quarter. And I think that's what Georgia fans are worried about. Like, if this was old, angry, Scrooge McDuck, Nick Saban, they would be like, oh, yeah, we got him. But the fact now that Nick can go in there to his team and just be like, guys, let's just go out and have a little fun. Let's roll the ball out and see what happens. Nobody's giving you a chance. If they can tap into that's why people think Alabama has a chance in this game.
Peter Burns of the SEC Network joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. PB, nobody covers the game like you do. I mean, being a host, hell, you're in on damn near every show. You and Dari Noka. I don't know when you guys sleep, but PB, what's up with the new Saban, man? I mean, because you mentioned it twice in that last little spiel you had there. I mean, what's up with this new Saban? I mean, he seems to be a lot happier, a lot more lenient, a lot more willing to accept kids being kids and kids making mistakes. And that's not the Saban we know, man. What's up with the change?
I think it's two things, Clint. I think one thing is that post-pandemic, I think, you know, and him missing a couple of games because, you know, didn't coach in the Iron Bowl last year because he had COVID. And I think it's taken him a step back and be like, listen, man, we think all of this stuff is life and death. It may feel that way in the SEC, but it's not. Like, he saw firsthand, especially the state of Alabama that is ravaged like the rest of the country due to this thing, that he's like, sometimes we put this thing too much on a pedestal. And I think that's part of it. And the other part of it is I think Nick knows exactly what this team is, which is a good team, which is above average team, not a traditional Alabama standard team. And I think that's why he went on his rant a couple of weeks ago saying, oh, you know, the Alabama fans are spoiled and nobody's giving this team respect, because he knows, listen, man, these guys are trying hard. They're just not as good as the traditional Alabama gold standard that they've had, especially they weren't nearly as good as 2020's team was.
All right, Peter, so that's interesting. So they're not as good. So because I was wondering, because many people around here want to believe this is true. Is Bill O'Brien ruining this offense, or what's going on with the offense? Because they certainly, especially against Auburn, didn't look like the Alabama offense we've been grown accustomed to seeing, even this year.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would doubt heavily if Bill O'Brien's still calling offensive plays for Saban next year. It might be kind of a parting of both coaches that decide, hey, listen, let's just go different directions. But I think the only issue I've had with Bill O'Brien's play calling is that I am shocked, and maybe they're saving it, guys. I am shocked they haven't used Bryce Young as more of a runner this year. And the fact of why haven't you used him more like a guy that can get out of the pocket, more like a kind of Lamar Jackson, more of a guy, because Bryce can do it, man. He's got some wiggle to him. But, you know, Bryce, they really worked in his career early to say, don't run the ball. Like, stay in the pocket and try to become a passer. And I think Alabama fans want Bill O'Brien to say, open this puppy up. Like, get some RPOs going. And you're going against a great defense. You have to move the pocket, because there's no way, especially with Evan Neal and that offensive line struggling, there's no way in hell that you're going to sit there for 4 seconds against this Georgia Bulldog defense right now that's just rabid junkyard dogs and expect you're going to have success. So O'Brien has to open up the playbook, and it starts with using Bryce Young's legs.
PB, if you think Bill O'Brien's been holding back this season to use Bryce Young's legs in this championship, he held back his last 3 years in Houston with Deshaun Watson. We've been asking the same thing for Deshaun Watson. So Alabama's dealing with the same problem that we did down here in Houston.
And that's interesting you say that, Peter. Why do you think this is one and done potentially for Bill O'Brien? Has that not been a marriage that's worked?
I mean, I think it's been an okay marriage. It's more kind of an arranged marriage at that point, just because of former, you know, relationships that they've had. And frankly, you know, Nick needed an offensive coordinator, and Bill went to the Nick Saban school of coaching rehab for wayward souls, right? And so it gave Bill an opportunity to get back into the college game. And Nick needed somebody that he can trust. And what's interesting is that Alabama doesn't run a Bill O'Brien offense. Bill O'Brien learn the Alabama offense. That's why Bama has so much success every single year, is that all these new offensive coordinators, even Mike Locksley, Lane Kiffin, all these guys, they come in and they learn what Alabama does, and they put in a small wrinkle. I just ultimately think that, you know, O'Brien, whether or not be a regular college job that comes available, I just think that this will be the last game, because I do think Georgia wins handily. It'll probably be the last game outside of maybe a bowl game that he calls plays for the Tide.
All right, PB, you got a little LSU blood, a little Southern Louisiana blood in you, man. I know you probably saw on social media where I've been pretty critical of Brian Kelly and the way he bounced up out of Notre Dame, man. Just your overall thoughts on how he left Notre Dame and what you think will happen at LSU down in Death Valley with Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? I mean, I don't think in today's world where the transfer portal is open, where, you know, an athlete can put their name in the transfer portal at 11 p.m. after a game, that I'm even worried how coaches leave anymore. I mean, like, do I really believe Lincoln Riley went to sleep one day, woke up 4 hours later and says, oh, let me just move all the way to USC without telling anybody? Like, come on, man. Like, we might have been born at night, Sterner, but we weren't born last night. Like, these coaches know to a certain extent. I mean, listen, LSU needed this. They needed some stability, and they're going to get it out of Brian Kelly, who continues to build 10-win teams. The problem is he doesn't have SEC talent. And now he looks at it, and they've got the talent base around the state of Louisiana. So, again, I, when they fired Ogeron on the 17th of October, I came on my show and I said, make Brian Kelly say no. That's the first call that I would make. Now, I'm sure as hell they weren't actually listening to me, but, you know, blind squirrel found a nut. And sure enough, Brian Kelly. He just needs to find a new accent. I don't know. Have y'all played that clip of him?
It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I've dealt with the accent conversation and comments my entire life. It struck me as – I watched it multiple times, and it struck me as just a guy that, like, I thought he was trying to slow down – because he was on the mic in that environment. That now, after I was made aware, I went back and listened to it. I understood what everybody was talking about, but I missed it at first.
Yeah, talking about being not a tiger, but a tiger. And that's how we say it in down south. Like, you're an LSU tiger, go Tigers, right? Like, it's A-H, not E-R-S, on how they say Tigers down there. But the fact that he goes, my family, it was funny. But here's the chaos. Here's the soap opera that you signed up for, right? Like, Notre Dame media probably wasn't going to give you hell about that, but now you're hated by college football fans. You're hated by everybody not named LSU. And, you know, hey, you wanted to be in the conference where it just means more. Well, buddy, it just means more in this conference. Buckle up, because you about to experience it right off the bat.
All right, Peter, man, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, I got Alabama tomorrow. I'm gonna go with Nick Saban and the better quarterback, but I got Alabama tomorrow, so it'll be a fun game, and I know you'll enjoy it. So good luck and have fun covering that thing.
34-17 Dogs. I think that's the final score. Later, boys.
All right, that's Peter Burns is probably right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.